For when I thought about you sometimes, you always thought of me.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to take this time to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and I pray and hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, for this is a time of being thankful for what the Lord has done for us. I know we look at everything as turkey and ham and pies and cornbread and chitlins and hog malts and mustard greens and all of these different entities of life. But look, my brothers and sisters, it's far greater than a plate of food. Because when you eat off the food of life, good God Almighty, you didn't hear me. You have eaten food that will carry you through life eternity. I like to eat off of John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I like to eat off the table where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want." I like to eat off the table when it talks about taking care of evildoers that are in your life. God can supply you with everything. How many of you can truly say that God has been a blessing to you and he has supplied you with all of the essential things that you need in life? Well, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is near, and you got to know to do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, note that God wants to take care of you. God wants to look out for you. God wants to protect you. And look, he guards that heart that you have. And we got to come to understand the real thing is that only what we do for Christ is going to last. I know that all of you have your stomachs are full and you have enjoyed this holiday. I don't know about you, but I truly have enjoyed this holiday. I've enjoyed being in awe. I've enjoyed the peace. I've enjoyed the love. I've enjoyed everything about this holiday, and I'm just looking forward to enjoying the rest of the few days that we have connected with this weekend. I want to also take this time to thank this radio station, 88.1, for the great work that they've done this year and for how they have enhanced the work of ministry. I want to take my hat off to Tanya Wyatt and wish her a happy late Thanksgiving, and to Wade Hampton and wish him a happy late Thanksgiving, for he has been very instrumental in doing great work here at this radio station. And look, my brothers and sisters, I might as well give him his flowers while he's living. He is a very important and vital part of this radio station. And I don't care what it is you need to hook up with the radio station, he can do it. And I also want to take my hat off to the bishop, Bishop Townsend, and so forth and so on. He's my co-worker. He was my co-worker driving the bus. So I want to take my hats off to him as well. And look, Central Louisiana, you got to know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we want to be thankful also for the administration and the city council and the police officers and the firemen and all of the people who make up Alexandria. And I dare not leave without taking my hats off and being thankful for my pastor, Dr. Joshua Jordara and Elizabeth Jordara, for they have really been a blessing to me. They have encouraged me when I've been down. They have helped me. They have helped pick me up when I fall. And, you know, it means a lot when you have a pastor that will stand by you, a pastor that will exemplify love to you, and not only that, a pastor and wife that will be a friend to you. We need to be thankful just because we are among the living. A lot have went on before us and are no longer here, but God has seen fit to allow us to continue to be among the living. I want to thank you. Thank all of those of you that are, that have been a part in my life and that are a very important part in my life. And there are some special people, and I just thank God for them that they have made a difference in my life. They have given me some encouragement, and it means a lot to know that folk take the time to encourage you. You got to know that you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. So look, as we get ready to leave the month of November, but we get ready to enter into the month of December, the month of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you got to know that this is the best time of the year. And my brothers and sisters, you ought to show some love to somebody in a very special way. And you got to first acknowledge that you are a born-again child of God. And so as we get ready to go into Christmas, we want to have that Christmas spirit, that spirit of giving, that spirit where we exemplify love, that spirit we're just thankful to be able to go into another Christmas. And, Lord, we just want to ask you right now that you will continue to bless us and keep us and continue to direct us. Look, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I don't know about you, but you ought to allow your steps to be ordered by the Lord. Remember, my brothers and sisters, you ought to stay strong. You ought to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I just wanted to take this time just to say thank you to everyone. Thank you for those who are decided to share in this ministry financially and sow seeds in it. You got to know that when you sow a seed into a ministry, God richly blesses you. And if you haven't sowed a seed into a ministry of your choice, I would solicit you to do so. Because look, when you give to God's programs, God richly blesses you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done. We ought to thank him for every step that we make, every thought that we have, a great thought that we have in our minds. I almost said every thought, because every thought that we have is not of God. But look, you just hold on, stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And remember that God owns everything. It's not about us, but it's about him. If you don't believe me, read the 24th book of Psalms. It shows you God's, it says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, meaning that he owns everything. Take my hats off and say and salute to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, over on 4800 Smith Avenue, where I am the pastor. And I thank God for them, and I thank God for their support in the ministry. Look, I'm about to go, but I want to make an appeal to you on this here. Look, that you will remember that we are a ministry that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to give to you a gift, just a few words in song. May God bless you and keep you, is our prayer.
God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil
heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning. Welcome back this weekend. Start off with a little story. A couple years ago, I had this guy that called me, wanted me to buy some stuff from him, and it was his brother's stuff. His brother just passed away. I said, okay, I'll come and meet you and look at what you have. And so we tried to meet up a few times, never could, you know, his schedule was busy, mine was busy, just never made it happen. So one day he calls me and he says, man, I really need to get off of this stuff. You know, my brother committed suicide. I just want to be done with this. You know, I want to get rid of his things. I just want to be done with it. I'm ready to move on past this. So, and it really touched my heart. I couldn't imagine having to deal with my brother's things after he committed suicide. So I went to meet him, and I ended up being there 30 minutes or so before he got there. And while I'm sitting there, I'm praying and listening to some music, and I don't know why the Lord brought up this homeless guy that walked in front of my store every day. And I was like, man, I haven't seen that guy in a couple weeks. And the Lord said, what if that was that guy? What if this is that guy? And I sat back in my seat and I was like, man, what if this is that guy? Like, I've been seeing that guy walk in front of my store multiple times a day for months. And I've known that God wanted me to go out there and talk to him. Yeah, do something. Offer him something to eat, something to drink, whatever he needed. And I didn't. And the Lord spoke to me and said, what if you were the one that was supposed to stop him from committing suicide? And when I tell you, that just broke me, just completely broke me. I was sitting in my truck bawling like a little baby. Like, what if that guy was sent in my path so I could stop him from committing suicide? And I did nothing. I sat there and watched him, even though I know God was telling me, walk out the door and go talk to him. I did nothing. I was beside myself. I didn't. Like, what if that guy is in hell right now because I didn't do something? Because I didn't do what the Lord was telling me to do in this situation. Just go out there and talk to him. Well, it ended up not being this guy. Thank God. But I told myself I would never let an opportunity like that pass me by again. So the next time I was presented that opportunity, some guy came, walked into my store and said, hey man, you have anything, any work I can do, make a little bit of money? I said, we were a little slow at the time. And I said, no, man, not really. But the Lord was telling me that money wasn't what he needed. So I said, you know, I don't have anything for you to do, but you want to come in and talk? He said, yeah. And man, when I tell you, like, this dude was rough. He smelled like he hadn't bathed in 2 weeks. He had big old beard, long, scraggly hair. He was a mess. But I brought him inside, and we sat there for about 2 hours just talking, telling me the things he was going through, told me his dad had just died and that was his best friend, told me he was an alcoholic, you know, just told me all these things that he was dealing with. And by the end of the conversation, he and I are just both crying. We're sitting on the couch just crying. And before he left, you know, I gave him some words of encouragement. You know, I told him, you know, I've been where you are. I was an alcoholic for 20 years. You know, I've experienced the same things you're going through. I was homeless. I've been there, and now I own a business. Like within just a couple years of me being homeless, I'm now a business owner. So I walk him to the door, and I prayed with him before he left. And after we got done praying, he gave me this huge hug. He said, "Man," he said, "I was just stopping here to ask for money to go get high again, and then I was going to kill myself." I don't know how I held it together right there in front of him, but after he left, so I came back in, and I just hit my knees crying and thanking God for giving me the opportunity to be his hands and feet in the world, to give me the opportunity to make up for where I thought I had failed just a week or two before. How many opportunities are we given to make a difference? Not just make a difference for this world, make a difference for the kingdom of God. How often do we cross paths with someone in a grocery store, walking down the sidewalk, sitting next to him at a restaurant? How often do we miss the opportunity to do something for God? And if we really think about it, almost every time the Holy Spirit was telling us to do it, and we were either too busy, too focused on ourselves, or just didn't want to hear it, didn't care. Didn't care if that dude killed himself. Don't care about what's going on in their mind, the depression that's eating them alive. Just don't care. Seems like all we care about now is ourselves. Where is the passion that we once had when we first learned of the love of God? When we were fresh into our walk with Christ? Where is that passion we had to tell people what Jesus is doing in our lives? To stop and pray for someone, pray with someone, just allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in the direction that he wants us to go. Some people, they're scared, you know, what's this person going to say? Are they going to tell me to get away? Are they going to, you know, I've heard some people say, you know, I don't know what that guy is going to do. Is he going to like attack me? Man, if you're going out there and talking to somebody about Christ, do you not think that he's going to have your back? Like, if I'm going to witness somebody and they've got evil in their heart and they turn on me and try to attack me, I mean, I'm not saying that Jesus Christ himself is going to come down and get in between us, but God's going to give me whatever I need in that situation to come out safe. What are we scared of? What do we have to fear? What have we experienced that's going to touch the heart of that person that's sitting next to us? What have we gone through that's going to say, "Hey man, I've been there, but I know a guy"? You know, Revelation says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb, I mean, that's, we know what that is. The word of our testimony. The word. Who is the word? The word is Jesus. Jesus is called the word. Our testimony is Jesus. what Jesus has done in our lives, what he's doing, what he has saved us from, what he's delivered us from. It's Jesus. That's what we give them. That's what they're missing. Jesus. Be that person that pulls them out of that darkness and into the light, that rolls that stone away and allows them to see the light at the end of the tunnel. When we tell someone our testimony, that's praising what he's done in our lives. And in those praises, in the praises of his people, there he is. God dwells in the praises of his people. So the same supernatural power that was unleashed in the situation that you were in your depression, in your healing, in your deliverance, is released again through your words of praise. Think about that. Next time you decide that you don't care, or you're too busy. And what if God said, I'm too busy. I'm too busy to deal with that today. See if you can handle it on your own. Maybe tomorrow I'll have a little bit of free time. That's not the God I serve. It's not the God I serve at all. He gets in my situation with me. He doesn't, even though he has at times pulled me out of situations, most of the time he gets in it with me and lightens my path with lessons along the way. So when's the last time you did that for someone? Because that's what we're called to do. You know, you might say, I don't know what to say in those situations. I'm shy. I don't know what to say. I can't just go up to a stranger and start talking to them. What if their eternal life depends on it? What if they're meant to die tomorrow? Or if they're going to die tomorrow, if you don't step in and do something? Matthew 10:20 says, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. I don't know about you, but that gives me some confidence. It's not me. I can be a dummy sometimes. Stumble over my words. Say the wrong things. But it's not me speaking, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through me. He'll give you what he wants you to say. He'll give you the words. He'll give you the experience years ahead of time just for that day to be able to talk to that person. So what are you going to do with it? 2 Timothy 1:8 says, so do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Do not be ashamed of what you've gone through. Do not be ashamed of the experiences that God has brought you out of. The living hell that you were in. The depression that engulfed your mind. The sickness that was eating away at your body. Don't be ashamed of it. You reach down and you pull them out of the situation they're in through what you've been through. I want to challenge you this week to let the Holy Spirit lead you. Notice that person that needs something might just be high. You look good today. God bless you. Whatever it is, God's going to give you what you need to say in that moment if you allow him. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Have a great week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.